be very unpleasant.
What?
Oh, no.
It's a disease
named satire.
He puts these phrases together really well.
You can probably tell at this point that satire takes many forms.
Some of them are sexually oriented.
Yet most of them are so much alike.
Huh? We must give that weasel a terrible, terrible scare.
Then it goes a little something like this.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, let's begin.
Now here's my
anus.
They'd stick it in your face and let you smell.
They leave a funny smell.
Hooting loudly.
So basically, you're getting twice the bass.
I don't really know if I need all that bass.
Oh, I think you need all that bass. Yeah, you need the bass.
I need to remember this.
I'm seeing a huge increased number of people that come into my office in the past year or two who have never had
asshole stickers
placed just above the eyes.
So therefore, we must have
anything to destroy a child's innocence or their trust or their wonder at the world.
We should have absolutely nothing to do with sexual immorality.
And yet, it's rampant out here.
Well, I'm not the best harpoonist on the high seas for nothing, you know?
You think they're going to let you get away with that?
You may get away with it for a while, but there's always that first time.
That's okay, because there's a first time for
boffing up an undigested human fetus.
And just about everybody does.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's true.
But did you know that
each year, over 700,000 men and women purchase a
sack of monkey shit?
We're going to hang ours near the door on February 14th.
What's this? A sack of monkey shit?
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
I had to admit, I was enjoying it.
Enjoy the smell.
Enjoy a simple, shallow pan of water.
Enjoy staring at your
darn dick.
I'll take a look at it and see how it is tomorrow.
It creates a world of fear and death.
All we have to do is create
gas with oily discharge.
Ah, this must sit right here.
Have a blast!
Prairie Dawn made a big Grover made a
nothing can get rid of these odors like
being cremated
alive.
Much better.
It feels better to deny that we have young people
who are willing to slow
Johnny Mathis.
I know I am.
So am I.
If the whole world got crazy!
Hell yes.
That lot is good to do you! That lot is good!
Am I supposed to understand that?
Not really, no.
But what I want you to see and understand more than anything else is that
I am not a bunny!
Just then, an elderly rabbit appeared.
And said unto him,
those plastic trash bags are going to deteriorate.
I don't care!
He shouted to the rabbit
as he took up his axe
and chased them out of their home.
And then,
returning to their sewer home one evening,
he found
it was filled almost to the ceiling with straw
and ceremonial swords.
I don't believe that shit.
Well, you better believe it, pilgrim.
Believe what I say when I tell you.
Uwongalema.
I've said it before and I'll say it again.
Uwongalema.
I said it before and I'll say it again.
Uwongalema.
Shut up, sir.
Okay, now.
Do you suck cock?
Yes, I do!
Get down! Oh. Get down! Down on your knees!
Boom, right into his groin. This could work to my advantage in different ways.
What a blow to him.
When he blew his
dick, cried the captain,
just then.
A big, ugly, wet toad hopped in through the window
and said,
the idea is to keep the green alien landing craft from taking your humans from the ground and changing them into mutants.
But as you saw in that clip, even something that is not based on the occult will bring in
Strom Thurmond's urethra.
It's a terribly dangerous infection.
These shenanigans mean that
you don't stand a chance.
And neither do we.
You'll see someone get shot and killed.
On the ABC Sunday Night Movie.
Starring Jim Varney.
Hey, Vern, guess what? I was just up in my attic and you won't believe.
He fell dead.
And the people are all happy.
Good. That's good.
It also can be a good
way to handle problems.
Here's a problem.
Jesus Christ.
That's a real tough problem.
Jesus can appear in any form.
From a taxidermied horse head to a camouflaged thong.
I'd rather have Jesus than
having sex with corpses.
Nobody likes to see dead people
being cornholed
on their television screens.
Parents should let their child watch it.
Wednesday at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
Finally on Fox tonight, he has been spotted again.
Who the fuck is that?
Johnny Mathis.
It's better we leave quietly.
Get lost!
I sensed it was probably time to make a swift exit.
Get out of here!